This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We found out that Myles Garrett has, obviously we know he's on the market, or at least wants to be on the market, and we know his odds from my friends in the desert, Daryl. And if you look at my the odds... Commanders are at the top, plus 350. Eagles, Browns, Bills, Lions as to where he would go.
Would it be wrong of me to ask where you may or may not have put some money?
Oh, no. I didn't place any bets on this.
Disappointing.
Yeah. It is. In a weird way, you're right. These are the bets I should be placing
a
bunch of money on. I don't have a great read for this with Myles yet. I really don't. Because
he may not even be traded.
Well, that's the big part. Like, there's a lot of my belief that the Browns just aren't going to go ahead and give him what he wants.
If there's one thing I'm looking forward to come from the combine next week, it is how Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry handle the litany of questions they're going to get about Myles Garrett. I fully anticipate the answers to... be short, sweet, to the point of, we're not trading Myles Garrett.
Or will they just say something like, we're not here to talk about Myles Garrett, we're only going to talk about the combine and the draft prospects?
Yeah, I don't think...
Will they actually address it?
I think that the company line, for lack of a better phrasing there, I think the company line is going to be, we're not trading Myles Garrett.
See, because the company line is interesting if they continue to go back to that.
He's under contract for two more years, and we're not trading him.
That'll be a big conversation, just that in and of itself, because they have the option if they want to. I mean, it's them. They can
and
do whatever they want.
Meanwhile, at St. Elmo's at like 12 o'clock at night, all the trades will be worked out.
You hear that, Mac? St. Elmo's, 12 o'clock, shrimp cocktail. Who do you have to go ahead and butter up to get some of the inside information?
I'm writing it down right now.
Thank you very much. Mac will be at the combine. We'll have Mac on. And Mac, when you get on, the only thing I want to know is, like, did you hobnob with Andrew Berry and get the inside scoop?
I'll keep an eye out.
You know what? How about this?
Also keep an eye out for the Browns alumni party.
Well, hold on. All right, well,
duly noted.
That might be a good party to get yourself into.
Oh, it's a great party to get into.
Why don't we have you, like, dress up as a server or something, and then, you know, just kind of be, like, serving Andrew Berry drinks all night and just, like, happen to overhear some conversations? Maybe that's how that goes down? Because you're not invited to the table with Andrew Berry, but maybe, just maybe, you can be the busboy for the night.
You're trying to have the Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
Trying to get some information out of it?
Be Brad Pitt in Ocean's 11, yes.
Sure. Okay.
Why not? Do whatever you got to do. But the idea, I think you're right, Daryl, in that if they say something, it'll just be company line.
Someone's got to stalk Andrew during the combine. It's not going to be me, so it might as well be you.
But the idea here is that I really do think the end result is just going to be Andrew Berry saying exactly what we're thinking. And I think if you got him a little sauced up and everything at 1 o'clock in the morning, I think he'd say the exact same thing. I think he's got no intention of trading Myles Garrett. What's interesting, though, is that we found out, Daryl, that the Bills have contacted the Browns. And the Bills have inquired about Myles Garrett. And according to all sorts of Bills reporters, this is what's out there. The idea that they've contacted the Browns, they're very interested in Myles Garrett. And if you read anything that comes from the Bills side of things, the Bills are in Delulu land right now. They believe that they're either getting Myles Garrett or they're getting Joey Bosa as a backup. That's where the Bills fan is at right now. And I understand why. The Bills came off a season where they made it to the AFC title game. Josh Allen played what I believe to be the very best season we've ever seen Josh Allen play football, and it got him peanuts.
And they view him, Miles, as the missing piece.
Well,
right?
And think about it. They don't have forever with Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen is the same size as Cam Newton, and he uses his legs like Cam Newton did. And like, there's going to be a time where Josh Allen's game is going to have to be just Josh Allen throwing the ball, which is still good, but Josh Allen's knees are going to look like scrambled eggs sooner than later. The effective part of Josh Allen's game where he can run out, make some noise with his legs is going to cease to exist 2-3 years from now. Probably already should have started to go downhill in that regard.
Very few things when it comes to the Browns surprise me. Trading Miles to the Bills might shock me because I can't imagine that the Browns would want to send Miles to a team that they would have to go through to get to a Super Bowl. Not to say Browns are in that ballpark right now. I'm just, if they trade Miles Garrett, it's going to be one of two locations. Football Siberia or an NFC team.
We're locked up.
Yeah. You're not trading him to another AFC team, let alone an AFC contender.
But what I find fascinating about that discussion, though, is that if we're convinced that the Browns aren't going to be much of a team in the next couple years, why are we so scared about him landing in Buffalo?
I'm not saying my preference or what.
If Buffalo gives you the best package, do you take the best package available?
I would. I have no problem.
Or do you put what you put into the equation right there? And I want to hear from you guys on this. 216-474-0092. How much of what the trade package is going to have to be in consideration here? We don't have much inside information about who has contacted the Browns about Miles Garrett. But one thing we know now with certain is the Bills have at least dialed up the phone number and gotten in contact with the Browns.
I don't care if they trade him to the Chiefs. I don't care if they trade him to the Bills. The Browns are light years away from being on that level.
Okay.
So personally, I don't care. But what I don't care about doesn't mesh with, I think, what the Browns care about.
You think they'll take a look at it like this is the AFC and these are the top dogs and we can't do it?
In their own delusions that they're close. A 3-14 franchise right now believes they're close.
Yeah.
They believe they can be a playoff team this coming season, mm-hmm, here in 2025.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll have some of what they're having, but I like to live in reality. They're not close, okay? They're not nearly as close as they think they are. And that's why I said earlier in the show, they need to have an honest look in the mirror and have an honest talk with themselves about where they really are. You won 3 games last year. Your roster isn't that good.
Yeah.
You have a 3-win roster.
Yeah.
And it's more than just quarterback is your problem. Yes, it's an issue. It needs to be addressed. It's needed to be addressed since 99. We all know that. You've had 40 different starters. None of them have stuck. Baker's the closest you came to it. Got 53 games out of the guy. Got a playoff appearance out of him, right? Decided to move on. Fine. But making an impulsive trade for Deshaun Watson and giving him the contract with all the baggage that he came with, that blew up in their face. They, mm-hmm, have to deal with it, right?
Right.
So they're more than just a quarterback away here. It's not they draft Cam Ward or they draft Shedeur Sanders and they're ready to take off. So I don't care where they trade Miles Garrett if they trade him. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I mean, clearly,
because from my standpoint, by the time the Browns get back to where fans deserve them to be, mm-hmm, and that's competing in the playoffs every year, by the time they get there, Miles Garrett's going to be ready to be fitted for his gold jacket, in my view.
Yeah, and that's why I wondered if we just make too big of a deal about where he actually goes. Because my initial thought and reaction was you can't trade him to an AFC team. You can't do it.
Why not? Who cares?
Well, I guess the only thing you'd be preserving is the idea that if you think Shedeur or Cam Ward or if you take a quarterback could be Jaden Daniels, well, then you'd love when the Commanders started going to the NFC title game this year, you'd love to have not gone ahead and given him a bunch of weapons in the process.
If Andrew Berry... Let's do hypothetical.
Yeah, we've been playing. We're down.
We have been doing the Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders. Why is Daryl not on board? Right.
Well, you're starting to be on board with Cam Ward. We should let the record show.
I wouldn't be shocked if that's a
pick.
You're
getting your feet wet.
So here we go. Let's say Andrew Berry in the exit interview and whatever subsequent conversations that have happened with Berry and the Browns.
Yeah.
About the future of this team, because Miles is on Radio Row, willing to talk to anyone willing to listen. We're not aligned. Front office and I are not aligned on the immediate future of this football team, where they're at, where they're going. Not aligned, right? Which means whatever plans Andrew Berry pitched to Miles, hey, we're going to draft Cam Ward with the second pick in the draft if he's there, or we're going to draft Shedeur Sanders with the second pick in the draft if he's there, right? You would think, from Miles' standpoint, oh, all right, we got a franchise quarterback coming. You know what? Fine. What other plans we got to
tighten? No, but that's not what he said at the Super Bowl, though.
But hang on. What other plans you got to tighten things up? The point is that whatever plan Andrew Berry gave to Miles, Miles was like, yeah, no, I'm good.
No, but that could have been drafting a quarterback because Miles explicitly said at the Super Bowl he liked the Commanders because he liked a quarterback that was already done and already built and already great, not a quarterback that you had to question whether or not they could be.
And that's my point. That he doesn't.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Believe in their plan.
Sure, sure. But the question here is whether or not you would send him to a team that is in your conference and could be a roadblock. I mean, listen, they didn't hesitate in sending Amari Cooper.
I'm not worried about roadblocks because I don't think there are any roadblocks right now.
Think about it for a second, though. They didn't hesitate in sending Amari Cooper to the Bills.
Right.
At all. Would they hesitate to go ahead and send Myles Garrett to what is a team that was in the AFC title game last year, a guy that just won league MVP and is going to be a thorn in the side of everyone in the AFC for the next decade?
I would love him to go to the Bills because I have been rooting for the Bills to win a Super Bowl for like the last decade. I would love to see them. I always root for teams.
Well, the Lions are on this list too, by the way. I'm sure a team that you root for as well. Send them to the Lions. They're in the NFC at least. You don't have to worry about that. What happens if we all of a sudden hit and start competing?
I root for two things. I root for history to be made, and I root for the underdogs, the folks that haven't been there in a while.
Sure.
The droughts.
Sure.
End the droughts, right? I love those stories. So I would love to see the Lions win a Super Bowl. I'd love to see the Bills win the Super Bowl. It'd be nice if the Browns could just field a team that, I don't know, could go 500 more than once every 8 years. Because they've had three or four winning seasons since 99.
Right.
In 26 seasons, 22 of them have been losing seasons, and 18 of those 22 have seen them lose double-digit games. It's obscene how feckless, weak, and just flat-out incompetent that franchise has been since coming back in the NFL. It hasn't mattered the regime. It hasn't mattered the coach. Hasn't mattered the coordinators. Hasn't mattered the quarterbacks. They're terrible. Pretty much every year, with the occasional, we get the, you know, the sprinkle in, you know, maybe they win 8 or 9 games or they get into the playoffs.
Sure, like, but will the Browns operate as if they're going to be bad for the next 3, 4, 5 years? Are they going to operate as if they're one of these teams that it is going to dead cat bounce back and be competitive? Because if you believe that you're going to be competitive, then you do take a lesser offer and you trade them to somewhere that is in the NFC. You trade them to somewhere that isn't
close.
The Bills.
I honestly believe that they think
if you think you're close, then you have to at least acknowledge what Josh Allen is and what giving Myles Garrett to Josh Allen can do.
I know, and that's why I don't think he'll go to the Bills.
I mean, he might be the skeleton key when it comes to figuring out how to beat the Chiefs if you're Buffalo.
I think Miles ends up either in Washington or Detroit if he's traded.
216-474-0092. I got one more team I don't want him to end up on, by the way, and it is not a team in the AFC. John up next on The Fan. What's up, John? Yo, John. Hey.
Yeah. I think you know, we're still just a quarterback away. I mean, you know, we're talking about Flacco a year ago, right? You know, if we keep Miles, of course, you know, the defense is the thing that keeps our team going. But, you know, I mean, without Miles, yeah, we have no defense. But, you know, with Miles, we're great. And then, you know, you put an A quarterback in there, you're good, except for, you know, the people we've been having lately.
All right, John, thanks for the call. Daryl is not anywhere close to that logic. I'm not anywhere really close to that logic either. Even though I want them to take a quarterback, I think we can acknowledge that they're more than just a quarterback away.
They are definitely more than a quarterback away.
And we don't need to beat up on that one for another few minutes. Josh in Streetsboro, what's up, Josh?
Hey, to piggyback off that last caller, I think we do need a quarterback, obviously, but we need the weapons to give them, too. So, let's say Myles Garrett comes to the front office and says, I like quarterback X, and they're available at 2 for us. Well, then I think we should consider keeping Myles because the quarterback that he is interested in would be there for us to take possibly. And then, yes, surround him with a running back probably in the draft and definitely another receiver or two, and I think that's a good way to start.
All right.
Might want to throw some tackles in there too.
216-474-0092. It's never a bad idea. I'll tell you that. Never a bad idea. But
might want to think about keeping the quarterback in one piece before you worry about who's the running back.
Are the Bills off the board for you? What we know right now is that the Bills called the Browns up in a request for Myles Garrett. We don't know what the trade compensation or anything that was given back and forth was, but the Bills reporters have been tweeting about what has happened and what has transpired here. It's the only team that I can say on the record we have all, but basically, I would wonder if you're like a Lions fan right now. You're like, wait, where's Detroit? Why haven't they called up and gotten on the phone as well? But does it come down to best package available the Browns can get, or do they have to take the trade team into consideration? Because if you give them to Josh Allen, Josh Allen may not look back. And if all of a sudden you have this thing turned around, you might be in a world of pain based off of your own doing. 216-474-0092. We'll continue on. What did Amy Trask have to say about Myles Garrett as well? That and more Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.